All right, everyone, get ready, because today we are going deep on Apple's brand new M4 Max chip. We've got just a mountain of stuff to look at. Tech reviews, spec sheets, benchmark comparisons, even got a YouTuber's really deep analysis. And let me tell you, this thing is making some waves.
Yeah, for sure. Seems like it's all anyone's talking about these days, right? This tiny little laptop chip is somehow outperforming some of the top desktop CPUs. It's really something else.
It really is, and that's exactly what we're going to unpack today. We're going to help you cut through all the noise and figure out what's really groundbreaking about the M4 Max. And believe me, we found some really surprising stuff along the way. Get this, some experts are even saying that Apple might be undercutting their own previous top-tier chips with this new release.
I mean, that's a pretty bold statement, but the performance numbers we've seen, they definitely back it up. Maybe we should start with some context for everyone, though. So Apple just released this whole new M4 series, which includes this M4 Max, for their latest MacBook Pro lineup.
Okay, so new MacBook Pros, new chip, got it.
Yeah.
But what is it about this M4 Max that's so special? Like, what makes it stand out?
Well, first of all, the specs are pretty insane. We're talking 12 performance cores, 4 efficiency cores, and a 40-core GPU. But the real star of the show here, it's got to be the unified memory. It can support up to a ridiculous 128 gigabytes of memory.
Okay, unified memory. Yeah, I've heard that before. But remind me, why is that so important?
Think of it like a superhighway for data inside your computer, right? Instead of having separate memory for the CPU and the GPU, everything shares the same memory space.
Okay, so less traffic jams, more streamlined data flow. I get it. I'm starting to see why people are excited about this.
Exactly. So this means you can, like, be editing a crazy 4K video with a bunch of browser tabs open and your system won't even slow down. It's a total game changer for multitasking, especially for demanding things like video editing or 3D rendering.
Okay, that sounds super impressive. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. How does all this actually translate into real-world performance?
Well, you know, the Geekbench 6 scores, they tell a pretty compelling story. It's like the fitness test for processors, right? You can really see how muscular the chip is. And the M4 Max, it scored 4,060 in single core and a massive 26,675 in multi-core.
Whoa, okay, those are some seriously impressive numbers. But what do those scores actually mean for, like, the average person using the M4 Max?
It means that you're going to see a really, really significant performance boost compared to the older generations. But here's where things get really interesting. The M4 Max isn't just beating its predecessors. It's actually outperforming top-of-the-line desktop CPUs from Intel and AMD. We're talking about chips like the Intel Core Ultra 9 285K and AMD's Ryzen 9 9950X.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me that this tiny little laptop chip could actually replace my whole desktop computer?
It's definitely starting to blur the lines. You know, one of the tech reviews that we looked at found that the M4 Max rendered a really complex 3D scene in just 15 minutes. The same scene on a machine with an M2 Max chip took 45 minutes. That's a huge difference.
Wow, that's a massive time saving. So this isn't just hype. There's some real power packed into this chip.
Absolutely. And it's not just about, you know, theoretical benchmarks either. Think about what this actually means for you. Faster video editing, smoother 3D rendering, potentially even a better gaming experience.
Yeah, speaking of gaming, I saw in one of the sources that Cyberpunk 2077 is being released on Mac. That's a pretty demanding game. What does that tell us about the M4 Max?
I think that's a pretty clear sign that Apple is really confident in the M4 Max's capabilities. It shows that they believe this chip can actually handle those really high-end AAA games. It could even change the whole perception of Macs as just productivity machines, you know?
This is starting to sound like a classic David versus Goliath story. This chip designed for a laptop is going head-to-head with the desktop giants. And it's winning. But is there anything this chip can't do?
Well, you know, it's important to remember that Geekbench scores don't tell the whole story. They give us a general idea of performance, but real-world use can be different depending on the software and the tasks you're doing.
Okay, that makes sense. So we need to see some more real-world testing to get the full picture. But even with that in mind, the M4 Max is shaping up to be a really powerful piece of technology, and it could totally change what we expect from our laptops.
Yeah, I think so too. And you know, this actually brings us to a really interesting point that one of the YouTubers we looked at made. He thinks that the M4 Max's performance might actually force Apple to completely rethink their pricing strategy across their whole Mac lineup.
Ooh, that's interesting. All right, let's dive into that a bit more after the break. This is getting good. All right, so before we get totally lost in all those impressive specs, I want to circle back to that YouTuber's analysis about Apple's pricing. What exactly was he suggesting?
Well, he was basically arguing that the M4 Max's performance per dollar is so good, you know, that it makes some of Apple's other products look kind of overpriced, particularly models with those older M2 chips.
Okay, I'm following you.
For example, one source pointed out that like a $1,600 Mac Mini with an M4 Pro chip can actually outperform a $4,000 Mac Studio with an M2 Ultra.
Wait, really? A Mac Mini beating a Mac Studio? That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty well.
So what does this mean for Apple? Like, what are they going to do?
It could force them to kind of adjust their pricing, you know, or maybe even speed up the release of new models with the M4 Max across their whole product line. If they don't, they risk customers just like opting for the cheaper but equally powerful options.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It seems like the M4 Max might not just shake things up in the laptop market, but like across the entire computing landscape.
Totally. And you know, it's not just about the price either. Think about how this could like change the way creative professionals work. Like imagine filmmakers editing 8K footage on location, or architects designing these complex structures in real time, musicians producing whole albums, and they're doing it all on a single laptop.
Yeah, it's like having this portable high-end studio you can take anywhere.
Exactly.
No more being tied to your desk.
And it goes beyond just creative fields too. You know, think about the possibilities for gamers. With Cyberpunk 2077 coming to Mac OS and the M4 Max's graphics capabilities, it's like Apple's finally trying to attract those serious gamers who want performance and portability.
Yeah, it's a smart move for them to tap into that market.
Yeah.
But speaking of portability, let's talk about battery life. Apple claims up to 24 hours on a single charge. Is that even possible with a chip this powerful?
It is, and it's really where that unified memory architecture we were talking about earlier really shines. They've managed to get this crazy performance, but without sacrificing battery life.
So you're telling me I could edit a video for a whole day without needing to plug in?
Potentially, yeah. It really pushes the boundaries of what we expect from laptops. Although it's important to note that, you know, battery life can vary depending on how you use the machine, your power settings, and all that.
Yeah, of course. But still, the fact that you can even get close to all-day battery life on a machine this powerful is amazing. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of the positives, but are there any downsides to the M4 Max? Any limitations we should be aware of?
Well, yeah. I mean, as impressive as the M4 Max is, there are a couple things to consider. First off, those benchmark scores we talked about, you know, they don't always reflect real-world performance. We really need to see more testing to understand how the chip handles those, like, really sustained workloads, and also how it manages something called thermal throttling.
Thermal throttling?
Yeah. Basically, it's a way for the chip to, like, cool itself down. It reduces performance to prevent overheating.
So it's like the chip taking a break to catch its breath when things get too intense.
Exactly.
Gotcha. What other limitations did you find?
Another thing is software compatibility. Apple's done a great job with the transition to their own silicon, but some pro apps and plugins, they haven't been fully optimized for the M4 Max yet.
Yeah, that's a good point. So for people who rely on specific software, it's definitely worth double-checking compatibility before they switch.
Definitely.
Anything else we should be aware of?
I guess the last thing is that the M4 Max, you know, as powerful as it is, it's still part of a closed ecosystem. Might not be a big deal for people who are already using Apple products, but it's something to think about if you prefer more open platforms.
Right. So basically, weigh the pros and cons, consider your workflow, make an informed decision.
Exactly.
But overall, it sounds like the M4 Max is a pretty amazing piece of technology.
Oh, absolutely. It's really pushing the boundaries of mobile computing. And honestly, it's forcing the whole industry to step up its game.
Yeah, I agree. You know, before we move on, I wanted to touch on something else I saw mentioned in a couple of the reviews. It looks like the new MacBook Pros are available with a nanotexture display option. What's that all about?
Oh, that's interesting. It's actually a welcome return to anti-glare displays for Macs, something we haven't seen for over a decade.
Okay. So less glare, better visibility.
Exactly. It makes the display more comfortable to use outdoors or in like really bright environments, especially beneficial for professionals who need accurate color representation and minimal distractions.
That makes a lot of sense. And speaking of improvements, what about the new 12MP center stage camera? Is it a significant upgrade?
Oh, yeah. The new camera is definitely a notable upgrade, especially for video calls and online meetings. The image quality is just so much better, and it can keep you centered in the frame, even if you move around.
Oh, nice. So no more awkwardly adjusting your laptop to stay in frame during meetings. I like that. Okay, but let's get back to the big picture here. We've covered a lot today, from performance benchmarks to pricing to even those smaller upgrades like the camera and display. So what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to remember about the M4 Max?
Honestly, for me, it's that Apple has somehow managed to create this incredibly powerful chip, but without sacrificing efficiency. It's really groundbreaking. I think this chip has the potential to change the way we work, create, and play.
It really does feel like they've unlocked this whole new level of performance. And they didn't have to compromise on portability or battery life to do it. It's remarkable.
One of the things that really stood out to me from all our research was that emphasis on unified memory. It's not just some technical detail, it's a fundamental shift in how the chip manages data. And it really does affect everything.
Yeah, like having a superhighway for data inside your computer. It makes everything so much faster and smoother.
Exactly. Faster rendering, smoother multitasking, longer battery life. It all adds up to a much more seamless, enjoyable computing experience.
Now, I'm really curious to see how the M4 Max is going to impact the software landscape. Are developers going to take advantage of this chip's capabilities? Or we can see all these new applications that push the boundaries of what's possible? And what about games? Will we finally see a ton of high-quality games that are optimized for macOS?
Yeah, it's exciting to think about. The M4 Max is this powerful new platform, and it's really up to the developers to harness that power. I think we're going to see this wave of innovation as developers really start to dig into the possibilities of unified memory and Apple's advanced GPU architecture.
It feels like we're on the verge of a new era in mobile computing. I can't wait to see what developers create with this technology. But I'm also really intrigued by what this means for Apple's product strategy going forward. Could the M4 Max's performance lead to a decline in desktop sales? Will we see a new generation of MacBooks that blur the lines between a laptop and a desktop?
Who knows? Only time will tell. But one thing's for sure, Apple is at the forefront of silicon innovation, and the M4 Max is a pretty clear sign they're not slowing down anytime soon.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into the M4 Max, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to ponder?
If I had to sum it up in one sentence, I'd say this. The M4 Max is more than just a chip. It's a glimpse into the future of computing. It shows what's possible when we rethink the fundamentals of design and prioritize both power and efficiency.
Well said. It's a really powerful message about innovation and how technology can reshape our world.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to sign off. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of the M4 Max. We hope you found it insightful and thought-provoking.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
It really is a game changer,
It is, it is. And you know, before we wrap things up, there's one more thought I wanted to kind of explore. We were talking earlier about the M4 Max outperforming like all those big, powerful desktop chips. So what do you think that actually means for the future of desktop computing as a whole?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. If laptops can become powerful enough to handle tasks that we used to need desktops for, will we see people stop buying desktops entirely? Or will desktops just like evolve to meet even more specialized needs, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe we'll start to see a lot more hybrid setups. You know, people using powerful laptops as their main machine and then connecting to like even more powerful external GPUs or servers when they need to do those super demanding tasks.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. I mean, we're already seeing that trend, kind of starting with things like cloud gaming and remote workstations. And the M4 Max could definitely accelerate that whole shift.
It's pretty crazy to think about how this one little chip could cause such a fundamental shift in how we think about and use computers.
Yeah, it really does feel like this ripple effect.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, like we were talking about earlier, the unified memory architecture is a big part of that whole ripple effect, you know? It's such an elegant solution to this bottleneck that's been plaguing computer design for years.
Yeah, it's so simple, but it's so effective.
Exactly. And the impact goes way beyond just raw performance. It makes the whole computing experience so much smoother, more efficient, just more enjoyable overall.
All right, so as we reach the end of our deep dive into the M4 Max, what's the one big takeaway you want our listeners to really walk away with?
If I had to sum it all up in one sentence, I'd say this. The M4 Max is more than just a chip. It's a glimpse into the future of computing. It shows us what's possible when we, you know, when we rethink those fundamental elements of design and when we prioritize both power and efficiency.
Yeah, well said. It's a powerful message about innovation and the incredible potential for technology to like reshape our world.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I think it's time for us to sign off.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks to everyone for joining us for this deep dive into the world of the M4 Max. We hope you found it insightful and got you thinking about the future of computing.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.